Remembering awareness. The simple remembering, not so difficult for a moment. And yet our practice is to encourage to support conditions for a continuity of this awareness. The Buddha, in his main teachings of meditation instructions in the Pali Canon, the discourse there is called the Satipatthana Sutta. And sati means mindfulness or awareness. And the other part, patthana, the translation is offered differently in different ways, but I particularly like Anālio's translation, Venerable Anālio's translation of establishment. We're establishing mindfulness here, and that established mindfulness is a mindfulness that's stable, that's present, more continuous. And it is that establishment of mindfulness where the power of wise mindfulness is revealed. And the very encouragements, the supports for the way that we're going about establishing mindfulness will create this wise mindfulness, the power of wisdom joined with mindfulness. And that stability or that container of awareness is the condition for the very natural learning to happen that we've been talking about. And so our work is the establishment of mindfulness. Not the finding of the understanding, but letting that understanding be revealed with this establishment, this continuity of mindfulness. And continuity of mindfulness is supported by the way that we practice, the way that we make effort. That's one of the supports for this continuity, is how we engage. And as the practice moves along, as we spend our days with this, with really awareness being front and center, this is our work right now, this is our job. There's a very natural growth of the momentum of mindfulness. And so it's helpful to kind of notice or recognize what level of effort is helpful, what's supportive, what kind of effort is supportive right now. Different kinds of effort may be useful at different times. Sometimes, if the mind is being distracted or pulled away into thought and not aware, it can be useful to remind ourselves more frequently. This reminding can come in the form of these just kind of gentle questions of, am I aware? Or maybe just the word aware with a question mark. Aware? Aware? And of what? Just a gentle connecting with awareness and the experience. The objects of awareness. And at times even perhaps directing the attention to some particular experience for some moments. Just to remember, right, this is being mindful. And so are you aware? What's obvious? Just that simple reminding yourself to be aware. It's not so much doing the awareness, it's just calling up the recollection. Just calling up the recollection of awareness. It can be there. And so this may be one level of effort and the tuning, the kind of amount or frequency, let's say the frequency of reminding ourselves as the momentum builds, we may need to remind ourselves much less, just maybe every few moments, every minute or so. Connecting with awareness and the experience, the objects of awareness. A slightly lighter touch of effort, perhaps, might be just checking into the awareness itself and not specifically checking into what's obvious, but just remembering about awareness. Oh, where? And in that recognition, the objects are kind of like automatically available. We don't have to kind of check that. And it kind of backs off a little bit on the doing part here of the checking, just aware. Aware. Getting familiar with that experience itself. and maybe even a slightly lighter touch around the effort. Sometimes we don't need to check if we're aware, but we can recognize that we're already aware. And that's more of an acknowledgement, already aware. It's again, it's attuning to the experience with a little bit of intentionality. It can brighten the quality of the awareness. Ah, awareness is here, already aware. It can also bring some delight to have that recognition, already aware. Not much to do there, just appreciation for what's already here, already aware. And then another avenue in to continuity and the support of establishing mindfulness isn't so much the quality of kind of doing the work of remembering, which we can do. We can just kind of have that reminding be something that we're doing. Sometimes we can connect to the quality of curiosity, interest, which supports a natural kind of effort. Not so much the doing, but just when we can tap into interest, that interest makes the effort. And sometimes we can tap into interest with questions. What's actually happening right now? What is this human experience? Using questions, Sayadaw talks about how the just dropping a question into our mind can create the conditions for our mind kind of very naturally to start exploring around that question. Not something that we're doing. And so we can kind of think about the use of these questions like just dropping a pebble into a fairly still pool. And we're not trying to do anything there except notice the effect. There's kind of ripples that come when you drop a pebble into a still pool. There are little ripples that result on the surface of the water. So there's an effect. And it's kind of like that. We just drop a question in and see, how does the mind and body respond to that question? What is this experience? Kind of like ringing that doorbell I mentioned the other day with the attitude question. Just drop in the question and see, what the response is. Be patient, not grabbing for something, looking for something. We might especially take an interest in how mindfulness gets lost. We might have a sense of particular states of mind or stuff going on in our mind where we tend to get lost, maybe particular mind states or in our activities, in particular locations in the building, or particular activities we're doing. Maybe a question there. Because when the mindfulness gets lost, there's something that we're not seeing, something we're missing. So, what am I missing? What's not being seen? What am I not seeing in this situation? And then again, we can't look for that. But maybe it will show up. Or sometimes the question, what else is happening right now, can support our mind to see something that it hadn't seen before. Are you aware? Confidence is also a support. Connecting to that wisdom that it's possible to be mindful of anything. What's this? Just opening to the truth of this moment. What is actually happening right now? And if there's struggle, acknowledging that struggle is happening right now. We fully open to the truth of what's happening right now. Very naturally, the mind can relax. Kind of like we recognize, oh, that's what's happening. And the mind can kind of step back and let go, relax a little bit. And that relaxation can support a very natural awareness. You might be able to tap into that and just surf with that wave of awareness. Are you aware? Are you already aware?